What is that noise people are hearing in Rogers Park and Westridge? Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago has that story. Good morning, Seamus. What's going on?
Good morning, Bob. You know, it's a question that people up on the far north side and in Evanston have been asking for months now. It's extremely loud. Every once in a while, you'll just hear this really deep, resonant boom. And, it's hard to describe. It doesn't sound like fireworks, for one. You kind of get a feeling for fireworks and you blow it off. And it sounds a little bit like when they were dynamiting for the deep tunnel years ago, where, it was just really deep and sort of a scary sounding. And people have been posting about this on social media for months and months trying to get answers. Our reporter, Joe Ward, has been digging into it. And, the police and the aldermen, they don't have any culprits yet. But what they believe is to blame here is there's a social media trend called it's basically a TikTok challenge where people try to, blow things up from household materials. Now, as we all know, that's not anything new. People have been finding stuff under the kitchen sink and mixing it together and blowing things up for years and shooting 2-liter bottles over their houses and filming it.
What neighborhood are you in?
I can hear this. I've heard this from my house too, and I've been wondering, like, what the heck was that? Because, sometimes it's in the middle of the night, sometimes it's in the middle of the day. This homemade bomb challenge basically on TikTok has been spreading lots in Europe as well, where they've had some injuries associated with it too, as you would imagine. Unfortunately, it sounds like Chicago kids, and they're blaming it on likely teens, but they haven't really found any evidence. There's no sulfur or anything that would suggest fireworks. So they've pinned it on social media, a common enemy. And they're just really discouraging people from doing it. But, that's a hard thing if you don't know exactly who to target. But, for people wondering, what was that really loud noise that doesn't sound like gunshots? It doesn't sound like fireworks. They're blaming it on household materials and kids filming it, to try to get a laugh out of their friends or get popular on TikTok.
That darn TikTok again. Let's talk about this business closing up after 52 years. Now, I remember back in the day in Old Town, Well Street was lined with these hippie stores, dozens of them. And is this one that's closing up the last one?
It's not the last one, but it's been the longest surviving head shop, and this is called Adam's Apple, and up on the far north side in Westridge. It's at 6229 North California. It's been open since 1969. Now, I think some of those the Old Town ones on Well Street, those predated it, but yes, most of those have disappeared. Just sort of changing times, which is sort of counterintuitive. Pot is legal now. You would think places like this would be thriving. Adam's Apple's been selling, rolling papers and pipes and tie-dyes and all kinds of things for 52 years now. But the reality is, now that this has become much more mainstream, there's been bigger players getting into it. These dispensaries, they sell their own head shop goods. I don't know about the tie-dyes. But the owner, Shelley Miller, he's been a longtime fixture in the community. He fought some community opposition in the early years, police raids throughout the years, but he's just operated in this little tiny shop on California Avenue. And he said, I'm 75 years old. I feel like I've got some good years left. I'm going to just sort of fade away. Business hasn't been great, but he's been, through the 70s and 80s, he sold jeans as well as pipes and bongs and that sort of thing. And just sort of like a throwback store. And it's, and he's leaving the neighborhood at the end of the month after 52 years. So Shelley Miller has been a longtime businessman, and best of luck in retirement to you, Shelley.
More on the website, blockclubchicago.org. And I'm looking, Seamus, at the picture of that White Sox beer helmet guy who looks like Jimmy Fallon, Jake Von Esch. The side-by-side pictures at blockclubchicago.org. I don't think it really looks that much like him, but see for yourself. Anyway, Seamus Toomey, thanks as always, and have a great weekend. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks, Bob. You too.